thanks for joining us on episode 951 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm James Pyle. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to master self-awareness and transcend your limits are keys. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader. Another way that I actually measure it in my own life, and this might sound a little bit interesting or controversial to some people, but it's actually my day-to-day happiness. It's actually my day-to-day satisfaction with the person that I'm being and how I'm living my life and how happy that makes me. And the way that I measure that is actually the different fruit of the spirit that I'm experiencing on different days. Peace, joy, love, compassion, kindness, all of these things.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In today's interview with James Pyle, I asked James about how business owners can measure and identify the impact that they have on the world. James and I also talk about making a dent in the universe and what it takes to really do that. And I also asked James to share with you about the legacy he wants to leave behind.
One reason I like to bring you great interviews like the one you're going to hear today is because of the power in learning from others. Another great way to learn from others is through reading books. But if you're like most people today, you find it hard to find the time to sit down and read. And that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and instead of reading, you can listen your way to learn from some of the greatest minds out there. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
James Pyle is a dynamic and energetic serial entrepreneur. He specializes in lean startups, transformational turnarounds, and rapidly scaled exits. James has a tenacious work ethic and a track record of being a self-motivated top 1% producer and leader in any environment. He's considered uncommon among the uncommon because he's been able to break through barriers that others cannot surpass, no matter what it takes. James is an accomplished speaker, coach, executive leadership and management professional, startup specialist, business development and sales guru, strategic planner, and executor extraordinaire. Now, James can be found incubating startups, speaking, coaching high-performance entrepreneurs, investing in real estate, and volunteering his time performing service work with community outreach organizations. Welcome to the show, James.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to hearing all the great stuff you have to share with the listeners. So, James, over the last few weeks, we've talked a lot about some really great things. And I know as you're working with entrepreneurs, I think a lot of us, one of the things that we want to do and want to see is that we've made a what I call a dent in the universe. We made an impact on the world. What are some of the top principles that someone needs to focus on if they really do want to make some sort of impact on the world?
Totally. This is a wonderful question, Scott. For us, this actually comes down to, and for me personally, it's something that I've had in my heart for my whole life. And I can't even tell you where it came from other than our creator sewed it into my heart. I've just always felt this calling to leave the world a better place than where I found it. So one of the best ways to make a dent in the universe is to actually further the legacy of love of our creator and to leave the world a better place than we found it. And when we have that in our core and in our heart, and we actually have the intention of furthering the legacy of the greatest name, then we're going to be able to actually make that dent in the universe, because that's going to be at the core of our message. And love is going to be the thing driving our actions. A person could only achieve so much in their time here on earth. And as it talks about in scripture, our life is like a fleeting breath. Our lives are over in no time flat. So if a person really wants to make a dent in the universe, I believe that it's leaving the world a better place. Another thing that I'm very passionate about to make a dent in the universe is I'm actually trying to lead as many souls to Christ as I can. I believe that's a wonderful way to make a dent in the universe. And without sounding too preachy and all that kinds of stuff, I just truly believe that spreading Christ's love and being able to be that example of Christ-like living and Christ-like business practices, that we can really make a dent in things. I believe that this world can function without having to lie and cheat and steal, and that I can benefit and gain without you having to lose significantly. I believe that people can interact and form business partnerships and build sustainable business ventures where everybody wins. So at the end of the day, how much money does a person need? What is a person going to? It's great to see all these people that are very wealthy. Everybody knows the names of the top people in the world that have the most money and such. That's great. And I just question how many of those people are actually really making the best dent in the universe. And of course, that's a subjective thing. It's all relative to a person's core philosophy and belief set, but really just furthering the message of love and helping others to be their best self. That's the last point that I would like to leave in here to make a dent in the universe, to focus in building up others. We can build ourselves, and that's a wonderful and a great thing, but a leader is not measured by their leadership. They're measured by their successor. And this is stuff that John Maxwell talks about a lot, building up others to exceed the levels that we've exceeded and take the legacy further than we could have ever dreamed up. And so those are some of the ways that we see that really people can make a dent in the universe in their life.
So for you, when you think about it, or the business owners that you work with, how do you measure that kind of impact? Because I think all too often we look at impact as a measure of, you know, how much money do we have? How big is our car? How big is our house? These sorts of worldly measures. And I know you did that before because we've talked about it.
Totally.
So how should we actually be measuring and identifying that we have indeed had that kind of positive impact?
Yeah, this is a great question. And this is something that I think a lot of people struggle to be able to quantify because, again, we're programmed and operating in this carnal world, in this broken vessel of man. And a lot of things that are defined in scripture and that are in faith are actually the total opposite that they are of this world. And again, without sounding too far out there, I think that this will resonate with you and a lot of your listeners. For me, it's about storing up riches in heaven. And that, again, is something that's very hard to quantify here in this world. However, the way that I quantify it is actually having the pleasure and honor of helping lead people. I've been very fortunate in my life to actually have had the intimate experience of sitting down with somebody and reading some scripture and them actually accepting Jesus into their life for the first time. And it could be people who they had some sort of a faith or religious background, or it could be people that are the total opposite walk of life and had none of that and were totally opposed to it. And for me, that's one of the greatest feelings ever, is to see that and to be able to know at the end of the day, when I go to meet our creator, that I'm going to be able to pull, he's going to be able to pull my file and pull my scorecard and see, hey, you helped encourage leading people to me. That's one way that we see it. Another way that I actually measure it in my own life, and this might sound a little bit interesting or controversial to some people, but it's actually my day-to-day happiness. It's actually my day-to-day satisfaction with the person that I'm being and how I'm living my life and how happy that makes me. And the way that I measure that is actually the different fruit of the spirit that I'm experiencing on different days: peace, joy, love, compassion, kindness, all of these things. And so those are some of the ways that actually I see people being able to do this and measure this. And really, it comes down to, first and foremost, being able to quantify it in our own mind and decide what is important to us. I'm in a place in my life where my mission is to lead with love, and vulnerability and authenticity is the strongest place to operate from. And so when I have those at my core and those are the places that I'm operating from, I'm able to do things like being happy each day and leading people to Christ, which I believe is one of the best, most quantifiable ways for us to measure our dent here.
So jokingly, I'm going to switch and ask the last couple of questions that I always refer to as the, quote, easy questions, because they're not the easy questions. But before I do that, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listener just about what we've talked about the last few weeks?
Yeah, just one main thing that I like to share with people is, if you're curious in this sort of stuff and if you're wanting to press into it, I just really encourage people to get in some quiet space, to get some quiet time with our creator, and to just really focus in creating that as a daily ritual each and every day. When we can actually detach from the temptations and the pleasures of this world, and we can really go within, I really truly believe, not to sound cliche and all this stuff, I really believe everything that we need is already within us. And that it's actually a good thing for us to question the conditioning and programming that we've had since childbirth. This is one of the things that actually I had the revelation 4 years ago when I had hit my rock bottom was I got to this place where I questioned everything. I literally took everything under review. I changed my clock to a 24-hour clock. I'd never done that before. I just said, hey, who taught you that a 12-hour clock is the right way? I don't know. So I questioned that. You know,
my wife's an Army brat, so I think in military time.
You asked me, did you used to be in the military? I said, no, I didn't, but I didn't
well,
know.
Well, it does make more sense, honestly. It does. Yeah. It's logical.
Yeah, it totally does. And it's a universal time tracking mechanism. But I questioned everything, including which leg I would put in my pants first and which sock I would put on first and the type of music I listened to and the TV shows and where was this programming coming from and what led me to develop these beliefs that I developed. So I just encourage listeners just actually press into that to elevate their self-awareness with creating that time with our creator. And to do the self-assessment and self-discovery to determine what are the things that programmed us with the beliefs that we have and why are we doing the things that we're doing. And one other quick thought in this area that I love to share with people that was very powerful to me. For many years, I read my Bible first thing out of bed in the morning. And a few years ago, I heard the Lord telling me that you don't need to just read this. You need to read this out loud. So that's actually one of my daily rituals that I practice is I read the scripture out loud, and I actually read most often from my book. It's the Life Application Bible. And I love this scripture because it actually gives like a modern day, modern language translation in the footnotes of what the actual scripture said. Because I can't tell you, I'm sure a lot of people relate to this, how many times I would read scriptures and read it out loud. And I'm thinking, what is this even saying? And that actually is something I received a revelation in as well, is that it's great for us to understand that stuff. But it's actually more important for us to program our spirit and our soul with what I believe is that cryptic language of heaven. And that also is something that the enemy cannot operate whether there's truth. The enemy is the father of lies. And so we bring that truth out. We speak that out of our mouth. And we speak those words over our human vessel. I believe it programs us and it prepares us to go to war spiritually each and every day.
So here's the easy questions now. So if I invented a machine that I could grab you, pick you up and take you 100 to 150 years in the future, and you were able to turn around and look back on your life, what's the impact that you hope you've had on the world?
Yeah, this is a great question. And I know that this is going to sound like insanely audacious and the big, hairy, audacious goal of a lifetime. In 200 or 500 or 1,000 years, I want to be able to look back and I want to be able to see that the things that I did in my lifetime helped create a legacy to lead 1 billion people to Christ. And some people hear that and they think, whoa, that's insane. How could you do that? Well, the fact of the matter is I can't do that. It is impossible. But as it talks about in scripture, that the God that I follow and worship is the God of the impossible. So those are the things that I want to be able to see. And that's actually what we talked about in previous weeks about quantifiable ways to measure our dent in the universe. This is the actual way that I see this happening is for me being able to lead 1 billion souls to Christ.
So what's coming next for you as you continue on this journey to living out your call and impacting the world?
Yeah. So what's coming next for me is we're actually in the final round of editing of a really cool book that we're going to be publishing later this year called How Do I Fix Myself? And this was something that I received the revelation from the Lord in about a year ago to write this book because it was the answer to the question that I've been working to find my whole life. How do I fix myself? And the other thing that's in the future for us that we're really excited about is we're currently developing, and your listeners, we mentioned this on one of the previous episodes, that we're developing a framework to be able to share with Kingdom Entrepreneurs to develop this Kingdom Intercessor Advisory Board. And this is something we're really excited about because I'm connected with an organization that has about 17 million prayer intercessors worldwide that are armed and equipped and ready to go to work praying with and for other people. And so this is something I'm really excited about to be able to be that mechanism and help create that mechanism that's going to connect the entrepreneurs and their leadership with these people who are just intercessor prayer warriors that want nothing more each day than to just pray and to help others strengthen in their faith to make the greatest impact in their lives and in their business. And I really just look forward to being able to transform the world, the way the world does business, to be able to transform how people talk about faith and spirituality in business. Currently, especially in Western cultures, it's looked at as taboo. If you start talking about spiritual things, start bringing up scripture or God in business, you're looked at as, you know, crazy and it's off the wall. I want it to be commonplace, in fact. And that's one of my goals in my lifetime is for people to actually have it be board meetings are started with prayer and worship. Board meetings are ended with prayer and worship. And in fact, that's at the core of each and every business. And I want to see the chaplain role be established within the business hierarchy structure of the team structure to be able to help minister to people throughout that business on a day-to-day basis.
You can follow James on Twitter as James F. Pyle or find him on his website at awarenesselevation.com. He's also on LinkedIn as James F. Pyle and on Instagram under awareness_elevation. Of course, I'll have links to all of this over in the show notes as well. James, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listener?
Yeah, I just encourage people to come follow us on social media. I'm most active on LinkedIn and Instagram. We're constantly putting out content in that regard, and we're also developing our YouTube channels currently. And I also just encourage people to come and connect with us on the web. We're developing a lot of resources to be able to offer for free to people that come on to understand more of what Kingdom Entrepreneurship is and to be equipped with that. So that's awarenesselevation.com. And I just wanted to thank you, Scott, for having me on the show here and giving me the opportunity to speak with you and your audience and just share this awesome message.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been great to have you. A lot of great stuff today. And I look forward to hearing more about your journey as we go. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures, develop your influence, and impact the world.